Yeah, I'm Dr. Rastogi. I had to do one more dictation as I see the patient today for comprehensive counseling in cooperation. The patient name is Catherine, Catherine, Stony Cipher, Stony Cipher. Her date of birth, actually, I don't have right now. Her telephone number is 586-335-3456. Date of elevation is 7/29/2022. Time is 10:15. It is a hospital discharge. Patient was seen via doxy. Patient has consented for telehealth appointment. Subjective and object data. Catherine was recently admitted at Accession Oakland Hospital for about 10 days. After she was brought in to the emergency room by the police from Detroit, as she was in a drug house, and she was raped, period. On questioning, she reported she went to Detroit with her friends, and she was not knowing that is a drug house. And over there, people injected drug in her system, and she was sexually assaulted by two people. She has got a checkup in the emergency room. Her urine at the time of admission, her urine for drug screening was positive for body substance abuse, including heroin, marijuana, benzodiazepine, buprenorphine, cannabinoid, cocaine metabolites, and opiates. Her urine was positive for small leukocyte, moderate bacteria, squamous cell, period. She was negative for chlamydia, gonorrhea, and trichomonas. Her CVC differential profile was normal, urine creatinine was normal, although her liver enzyme was high, SGOT was 64, SGPT was 53. At the time of depression, at the time of discharge, her his number has gone down, especially to alkaline phosphatase 177, SGOT was 64, SGPT was 45. During stay in the hospital, patient was treated with same medication, including Zyprexia 5 mg daily, Lamictal 100 mg daily. She was not given Adderall as she was positive for stimulant. However, it was discussed that during this time I will go long acting, therefore it will not give any kick effect. Although she promised me that it was none of her mistake and something happened which was out of her control. Today, I saw him through doxy after she provided consent as she missed her appointment on last Monday. She describes she's feeling better. She denies any depression, sadness, any suicidal thoughts, denies any hallucinations or any paranoid delusion. Still, she still needs her Adderall as it helps in focus, attentive, and be more productive. Period. I explained her the risk and benefit of the medication and encouraged that she should not use any drugs, to which she has promised before also. She was alert-oriented, average size Caucasian female. Her mood was euthymic, affect was appropriate, speech was clear. She denies any social thoughts, denies any hallucinations or any paranoid delusion. Her judgment sight seems to be improving. There was no involuntary movement, no tremors, dyskinesia or dystonia. Assessment, bipolar mood disorder, mixed, history of assault, and positive UDS for positive urine for UDS, positive UDS for polysubstance abuse, history of ADD, excess 2 defer, excess 3, history of small renal stone in her right kidney, back pain, excess 4, history of psychosocial stress, recent trauma, excess 550, prognosis got a recommendation. I discussed with her that I am going to give a prescription for Lamictal 100 mg daily, Japaxil 5 mg daily, and Adderall XR 10 mg in the morning. Risk, benefit, side effect, I explained. And I also encourage that you should make an appointment for July 18th for follow-up. This is the end of the creation, then my request will be. Can you please transcript it and send it to room 48 8 28 9712. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.